This is Awesome Etiquette, presented by VPR. I'm Lizzie Post.
And I'm Daniel Post-Senning from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one. Hi, Lizzie and Dan. I'm not sure if this has been discussed before, but what are your thoughts on FaceTime etiquette? My husband likes to FaceTime with people while walking around our home, often walking up to me and asking me to say hello to whomever he's video chatting with. I personally find this stressful. While I love saying hi to friends and family, the video aspect can really throw me off guard, like if I'm not wearing a bra or watching some embarrassing TV show. And while I know it really doesn't matter, I find giving our friends an inadvertent video tour of our house when it's messy to be really embarrassing. I don't want to dictate my husband's behavior in our shared home, but with video chatting, it feels like I'm constantly receiving an unexpected guest. Any guidelines you have would be helpful.
I love this question because I never thought about it like that. If I'm video chatting and I just bomb someone with a video chat out of the blue, I definitely think low likely chance that they're going to actually pick up because of the types of things that our listener is talking about. And I expect that as the caller. But when I'm receiving them, I never think, oh, maybe my roommate doesn't want to be on a video. But it's just, it brings up such a wonderful perspective of, hey, I'm not ready to host right now.
Pooja loves video chatting. Her family video chats all the time.
Yeah.
Her parents love to video meet their grandchildren.
Yes, of
and
course.
They spend a lot of time doing it. And it's absolutely delightful. It's actually a wonderful experience. Anisha's just getting to that point where she recognizes people on the phone.
Okay.
So she delights in
seeing
that
them.
Interaction. It's
yeah.
kind of amazing. It could be a FaceTime commercial. But we've worked out a few things because I am the other person in this equation who's often
not stoked about it.
Yes. I like to have some control about when they happen, when I'm invited to join them, and definitely can feel like it sneaks up on you if you're not prepared.
There are definitely a few solutions for this. You could easily talk to your husband and explain to him and say, I know you love video chatting, and I get that. I don't always love jumping on the video call, too. And I was wondering if maybe rather than show everyone our house in its state of disarray or, you know, when it's not ready for guests or viewing, we could keep the video chat to a certain room in the house. Something like that, I feel like, is a good suggestion for how to still have your husband enjoy the video chatting. You can tidy up a little bit, turn off that TV show, and then come say hi, or, you know, whatever it is that makes you feel comfortable. I think voicing that is what's really important in this. I'm almost thinking she's not even going to need the sample language, because what she already says is, I don't want to dictate my husband's behavior in our shared home. She already thinks about this from a place of consideration and respect. So now it's time to just add the honesty portion of, honestly, this isn't working for me. Can we find the right balance so that it works for both of us?
Absolutely. I found that just the briefest of heads up ahead of a call, if someone's initiating it, is enough to give me that moment of mental preparation so I don't feel performance anxiety about it. It also gives me a chance to say, this is the
I don't want to.
It's game night. I'm doing something else. I'm already checked out. I'm just not feeling like it. The other one is that we had a little talk just about not feeling pressured to join a call. And even just having that pressure relieved a little bit made it easier for me to poke my head in and wave and say hi when I see one of those calls happening. I found that if you're doing the view where you're just looking at your own face, if you're not using the front-facing camera, it actually creates a pretty personal, pretty intimate space that doesn't reveal a lot around you.
Yeah.
And I think that view is helpful. There might even be just some consideration about how much you're using the camera that's showing what's going on in the room. Or sometimes you're doing that to show a baby playing or something
so they
can participate. But using that, the camera view that allows you to look into the screen, I think, is another way to keep that space a little more closed and maybe make people feel more comfortable about the background visuals. Do you have a question you'd like us to answer? Send it to awesomeetiquette@emilypost.com. This is Awesome Etiquette, recorded at Vermont Public Radio.
You can listen to our full-length weekly podcast anytime. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.